Where we found ourselves this week. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 547. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track by Kiko Mari, the song Tsukage no Rendezvous. That was a single in 1969, though I found that on the Nippon Girls, Japanese pop beat and bossa nova, 1966 to 1970, released in 2009 by Big Beat Records. That is a fun compilation that covers a lot of ground. That track there is just over-the-top weirdness, isn't it? This week's podcast is an interesting one. I just noticed that all the other bands are coming just from the U.S. Not normal for the podcast. So let's see where we take it here. Starting in Chicago, this is Beach Bunny with Good Girls Don't Get Used.
Say you miss me, say you wanna kiss me. I liked it better when you improvised a story we had. If you adore me, why do you ignore me? I liked it better. You say out, but you're busy hunting down a booty call. Hated how you ignore me, like for a weekend, but then pretend nothing happened. Is that so? Cause I asked to come over, but supposedly a girl that's just your friend was in your home. I'm tired of dumb boy talk, of getting close. You say you want it, you then act as though you don't. You're not a ghost, I'm not afraid of you. You say you won't, but then you do. You say you won't, but then you do. You say you won't, but then you do. You say you won't, but then you do.
Still sounds wonderful. That is Paul Collins' beat with the song Rock and Roll Girl, originally released in 1979, leading off track of the Beat self-titled release. Came out on Columbia back then. I picked it up on a 2012 Columbia reissue that is just clean, clean, clean. Very glad to add that one to my library. When we build our Mount Rushmore to power pop, Paul Collins' face will definitely be carved in there. Not sure who else. I'll need to think about that. Leave me a comment. Let me know your thoughts. Before that, we heard from Beach Bunny from Chicago. The song Good Girls Don't Get Used. It's on a four-track EP called Blame Game that Mom and Pop Records put out January 15th of this year. That's a project of Lili Trefilio. I am a little too pop for me, maybe, but that track there does feel right. Feels like a good day for that, too. I got lots of music. Let's keep it going here. This is Corvair. The song is called Sunday Runner.
Chronic.
Tracks there to prove that the state of the indie rock union is strong. That is Cheekface with Listen to Your Heart No from the album Emphatically No. Came out January 11th on New Professor Records, that band based out of Los Angeles, that album ultra catchy. Before that, we heard from Corvair with the song Sunday Runner. That's on the band's self-titled debut that just came out last week, February 19th, on Where It's At Is Where You Are Records. That project is Brian Nobert and Heather Larimer from Portland, Oregon. Also, a really good album. I got more music for you coming here, but I guess I should let you know how the podcast works first. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, this one's brand new. It's by Tamir Burke. It's called Red Ball.
I think
Delightful change of pace, wasn't it? We started there with Tamir Burke with the song Red Ball. That's on the album The Restless Dreams of Youth, which will be out February 26th, this Friday. Self-released, digital only, but there's dreams of vinyl. Tamir's based out of San Diego now, though I know her from a Chicago project called Starball, a kind of 90s power pop thing, and there's elements of that, certainly in that song there as well. But there's lots of kind of Juliana Hatfield and, dare I say, Sheryl Crow in there. Lots of really good writing, though. Give that one a listen. And then after that, we heard from Western Threads with the song Sing For Me. That's on the album Cowboys and Montmartre. My French, so good. That'll be out also this weekend, February 27th, Saturday. Odd that. That band based out of Austin, Texas there. Kind of reminds me of Wussy in a way. There's a lot of kind of alt country digging into some indie rock and then elements that are just really expansive and lovely in there as well. So another one that you're going to want to spend some time with, and you're going to find some really good writing in that one. Anyway, we're out of time, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 547. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. One last track for you here. It's by the band Posse from Seattle, Washington. They're no longer, but I believe this was their parting gift, an album called Horse Blanket that came out in 2017. You can get that on the band's Bandcamp site. I think it's digital only, or maybe it came out on cassette too, I think. It was an excellent parting gift. Lots of elements in here as well. This one is very slinty, and anything that's slinty is something you know I'm going to like. So we're going to leave you here with this song, Dream Sequence. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
myself instead.